good afternoon and welcome. This is your host, Candy G, and welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio. I am so happy to be here with you. I know you all know I've been traveling a lot, and we've been doing a few recorded shows the last couple of weeks. It's been a great, wonderful, busy, exciting summer. I've got lots of great news for you. But for those of you that are listening for the first time, I am a radio talk show host, TV personality, coach, author, speaker, magazine publisher, and founder of Nothing But Good News Media. I am also the originator of the Vision Program, specializing in developing sustainable long-term visions to transform companies and individuals from the inside out, yielding extraordinary, extraordinary results. Now, a little bit about Nothing But Good News Media. In this age of sound bites, providing good news in the media is the primary intention and the purpose for Nothing But Good News New World Media. The principles that you will hear here are based on you, the listening audience, living your remarkable life, which is the foundation for the magazine, radio, webinars, blogs, online presence, and all the work that gets delivered. I personally am dedicated to bringing high-quality information to the public through all of the programming and to satisfy the increasing demand for integrity, honesty, and impassioned living. And we're going to talk about all of those things today. I also am very, very, very proud to say that I am a cast member of The Journey, a movie that was released last year in December of 2010, starring Brian Tracy, Bob Proctor, Donna Melinda Boyer, and a host of other amazing folks. And I am currently working on filming and being a co-producer on the sequel, Embrace the Journey, set to be released late this year. It is so exciting. There are so many amazing things going on. And again, we'll get an opportunity to talk about all those things. But before we get on to today's guest, of which I am extraordinarily excited, I want to share with you today's G-note, as I always do. And the G-note is a daily gift to guide you to greatness that I drop in your email box every single day. A little note of inspiration, a little reminder to stay focused on the good stuff. And the G-note I want to share with you today is simply says, there is real power in having a vision. And it's so true, so true. And you know, we talk about that a lot here on this show. But what I want to do now is I want to talk about today's guest. I will tell you, without a doubt, is one of the finest gentlemen I've ever met in my life, and I have the grand opportunity to work with. And I'm speaking about Don Boyer. Don is an author, a speaker, a movie producer, and he has done so many, so many other things. We are working together on Embrace the Journey, the sequel to the movie The Journey, which I said earlier is set to be released late this year. And like I said, he's an amazing, amazing gentleman, and I'm so happy to bring to you Don Boyer. Don, welcome to Nothing But Good News Radio.
Thank you, Candy G. I'm so excited and honored to be with you today.
Yeah, you know, thanks. You know, Don, we talk about stuff a lot, you and I, and we've talked about doing more shows because I love our conversations and the incredible stuff that shows up when you and I start talking. And we decided today that we were going to talk about the big three. And what are the big three? It's the three top concerns that people have in our country today. And those big three are the economy, the moral conditions of our country today, and movies and the media. So we've got quite a bit to talk about. So which one of those topics do you want to tackle first?
Well, you know, I think it would be interesting to tackle the economy because, you know, when we started this conversation, we talked about what is on people's minds today. And then we did our research, and we did find that the economy is really on a lot of people's minds. So maybe we can jump on that subject.
And let's do that. Let's go ahead and jump on the economy today. And you know what's fascinating about this conversation about the economy? It's you turn on the TV, you listen to other radio programs, you look online, you talk to folks, and it is on the tip of everybody's tongue. You know, I want to ask you, I think right off the bat, I want to ask you, how bad do you personally feel the economy is today?
Well, you know, when it comes down to the economy, there is no denying that there are some struggles out there. But I think the key issue that that most of us need to look at is how do we see it internally? Because, you know, the national economy, if you have the proper paradigms and inner structure and strategies, doesn't have to be your personal economy. In fact, one of the best-selling CDs that we have, I mean, it sells out like 20 to 1 of all of our other products, is a CD called How to Make Your Money Go Up as the Economy Goes Down. In fact, it's a free CD and audio that we now give away because it became so popular. And the fact is that we can control our own personal economy. So, yes, there is a fact that the economy is out there. It's kind of rough, but it doesn't have to be ours.
And, you know, how much of that is really perception? As a matter of fact, one of the things that I heard today is that, and what's a marker of the economy? One of the big things has been the auto industry. And I heard a report today that actually said that the auto industry is having its one of its best robust years ever. So,
wow.
I know. And so it's like, wow, maybe it's not as bad as I think. And how much of it is perception? Like you said, how do you see it internally? And when I hear you with that conversation, I take a look at my own life, Don, and a lot of folks that have read my story and listened to the show, they know that I had my own personal, it wasn't even a recession. It was a depression. It was a, I don't know what you want to call it. It was a complete and total annihilation. Because close to 20 years ago, every single thing I had was made to go away. Retirement accounts, savings accounts, investment accounts. I just had a baby girl, so I wasn't working. Lost my home. I was literally a broke, homeless, single mother. And by all accounts, people were taking a look at my situation saying, there is no way you're ever digging yourself out of this giant mess. And so I used to call it my own personal depression. And then I learned how not to give it that kind of a tag, I learned how not to give it that kind of languaging. And I instead chose to see a bright, dynamic future and put one foot in front of the other until I could walk myself into a place or work myself into a place of creating extraordinary abundance. So I believe, like you believe, Dawn, that it is about what's going on internally.
And I think, Candy, I think one of the things that we all need to look at when it comes to the economy is ask ourselves the questions, what are we going to do about it? Now, there's a couple of options. You know, we can sit back and we can buy into the process that it's really bad and do nothing and allow fear to grip us, or we can be proactive and take positive steps to change things around. It basically comes back to our own responsibility. Somebody once said that when it comes down to things in our life, we have two options. We can accept things as they are, or two, we can take the responsibility to change them. And what I have found that all winners and achievers take the option of taking the responsibility to change things. And that's so true in this economy.
I think that responsibility is such a key. We're going to talk some more about this when we come back. And then we're also going to talk about some markers and get folks to maybe get an idea and take a look at their own situation and maybe see all the good news in their own situation. Hey, this is Candy G with one of my most favorite folks ever here today, live with you, Don Boyer. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
AmeriJet is the only all-cargo carrier offering online shipping to more destinations throughout the Caribbean, Mexico, and Latin America. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Book and pay for all your shipments online and receive an instant discount. AmeriJet website provides free quotes and online tracking to all its customers. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
This is Chris Gloss from Atlanta, Georgia. Candy G's book, Now Boarding and Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life, has changed my entire life. From her book, I have begun the process of re-scripting my life for a better future. Her book has actually helped me put my life on a path towards everything that I have ever dreamed and hoped and prayed for. I say to you, Candy G books should be required reading for you. I have made a decision not just to read her book, but to study her book. I refuse to miss any of the treasures in her book. That's why I will study it and use every strategy and technique that she talks about, because to this point, it has made a tremendous difference. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, get the book now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
G, along with my very special guest, great friend and business partner, Don Boyer. And we're talking about the big three. And we're talking about currently what we're doing is talking about what's troubling Americans the most. And we're talking about the economy. And right before we went on to break, Don, you were talking about personal responsibility. And I find that piece to be so huge. Such a key. And again, I'll go back to my own story where, like I said, almost 20 years ago, every single thing I had was made to go away. And if you looked at my situation, it happened at, you could say, the hands of another person. It would have been easy to sit back and play the victim. It would have been easy to sit back and say, look what happened to me. Look what I don't have in my life. How can I make it work because I don't have these things? However, instead, one of the things that I did that was absolutely key and vital to my success, I sat back and said, it's my life, and I'm going to choose to live it to the fullest extent. I accept responsibility regardless of what's happened, and I found ways to put one foot in front of the other and create the extraordinary, more than just success, I would say love, happiness, joy that's in my own life. So when you talk about personal responsibility, I have to say I think that's key number one.
Yes, and that is so true because someone told me a long time ago that you can make money or you can make excuses, you just can't make them simultaneously. And what I found out is that the biggest book in the entire world is the book of excuses. And far too many people are best-selling authors. And I know because I used to be one of them. And when it comes down to responsibility, you know, there are some practical steps that we can take. And let me just share three of them. Number one is we have to make a decision that we are going to turn our own personal economy around. If it's not going in the direction we want, then we have to make a decision to turn it around. In fact, Bob Proctor told me personally one time, he said, Don, when you make a decision, you make it from your heart, and then all the resources and all the tools and everything and all the answers will begin to show up. You know, a lot of times we want to wait till we have all things in place before we make a decision. No, we make a decision, and then the things will show up. And then the second step we need to do is we need to find a mentor. And Candy G, you have created the most outstanding program that I've ever come across in 30 years in this industry. I Vision My Life program, which is absolutely astounding. I hope we can talk a little bit about that today. But find a mentor and a mentorship program that will cause you to take the action steps that you need to make the life go the way that you want it to go. And then number three is you can never give up. And actually, that's kind of the theme of the movie, The Journey, and the sequel, Embrace the Journey, is to never give up. No matter how bad things get, no matter how difficult it seems, never give up and never throw in the towel. And these are the three steps that if we would take responsibility for, you would start seeing amazing miracles transforming your life.
Well, you know, it's just such, you know, one of the reasons that I love working with you, Don, is because you do have such great, well, not only are you just a great, wonderful person, you and your family, and I love you all so much, but what you say, it's just clear, it's succinct, and it makes so much sense. And yes, a little later, we will talk about I Vision My Life. I'm so darn excited. I'm like a kid in a candy store, but we'll talk about that in a little bit later in the show. But, you know, I was taking a look at saying, what actually makes a bad economy? And how can you tell if it's a good or a bad economy? And, again, like I said earlier, the auto industry, it's had its most robust year. And one conversation is, are people spending money? And if people are spending money, is it such a bad economy? Now, I live in South Florida, and there's a lot of affluent folks that live down here. And you see people out spending money and going out to dinner. And so I say that's not really a great marker as far as the country goes. So I'm taking a look at the average middle-class working person, and do they have the money to go out and spend and do the things they need to do? And one thing that was really fascinating is this past weekend, I happened to be in an area which was very, very rural, and my husband and I, we were heading out to grab something to eat on Saturday evening, and this is working class folks. And we went to a place to go to dinner. And Don, I have to tell you that maybe it's not the whole country, but it is smack in the middle of Heartland. And we went out to go to this place to go to dinner. And can I tell you, there had to be 200 cars, not only in the parking lot of this restaurant, but in the field next door. Because everybody was going out, and I'm going, people here are spending money. and they're spending money in a big way. So I thought that was kind of fascinating. So that was another thing. Go ahead.
Well, what's interesting is not only in Florida, but I'm in California, and I guarantee you people are spending money every single day. There's not a restaurant, you know, that we go to that is not absolutely jam-packed. There's not a mall that we don't go through that is not completely jam-packed. So as an entrepreneur, we know that people are spending money. If it's not flowing our way, then as business owners and entrepreneurs, we have to say, why are not people spending money with us?
Right. And so that's an absolutely a great, great point. But another marker was, is I looked at statistics on unemployment, because the big thing is that people are saying they can't get jobs and they don't have jobs. And what I found as a marker for calling it a bad economy is that in the year 2007, if somebody lost a job, it took them 5 weeks to find a new one. That's on an average. It's not everyone. So folks are listening. They're saying, no, I've been out of work for months. But that was an average. Today, they're saying what constitutes this bad economy, that instead of taking 5 weeks to find work, it's taking 10 weeks. And so the point is, it's not that there's not work. So I thought that was a fascinating statistic. I thought that was really kind of absolutely kind of interesting. And then another thing is that there's so much conversation in the media about the economy being bad, and there's no work out there, that my personal belief is there's a lot of folks that just aren't looking because they don't believe the work is out there.
Right. You know, if you listen to bad news long enough, you're going to be overcome by fear. And if that's what you're looking at, and that's what you're believing, and that's what you're accepting, then that's going to be your reality.
And we know this is the truth, and that we know that this is absolutely the truth. And I say, you know what? Maybe it takes a little longer to find work, but the work is there, and that people are getting work. My own experience has been, I had put some ads out looking for some sales folks to come work for me, and I had probably 150 applicants. Out of the 150 applicants, I had 20 that returned a phone call. Out of the 20 that I spoke to, and easily I thought of those 20 that I spoke to, I thought 15 of those really were worth sitting down and interviewing. So I set up a day to interview, and of the 15 folks, I would say maybe 10 folks agreed to come in for an interview. Out of the 10 that agreed to come in for an interview, only 3 showed up. Don't you find that fascinating?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, one of the things that, you know, a challenging economy does is it really calls attention to those that are really contributors to society and those that are just takers from society. You know, one of the bad things about when the economy is kind of rough is that the slackers and those who really do not want to contribute value to the marketplace are really revealed, and that's really where the lack shows up for people.
I was listening to some folks the other day that were stumping for the 2012 presidential elections and looking for a candidacy. And what was really fascinating is hearing the conversation that folks were having about how we have created this entitlement society, and that one brilliant, wonderful person, I thought he was great. I heard him speak. It was Herman Cain. I really didn't know who he was. He used to be the president of Godfather Pizza. But he talks about ways and some really smart, brilliant ways to turn what he had deemed an entitlement society, and I've heard this over and over and over, and turn it into an empowerment society. How can we empower folks to create the lives that they want to have? How can we give them not just hope and inspiration, but the tools so that they can have the things that they want? But I think before you give somebody tools, it's giving them the understanding and that peace, that hope and inspiration, that they can have what they want.
That's so true, Kenji. Thomas Jefferson said a quote one time that was so fantastic. He said the worst day in a person's life is when they sit down and try to figure out how they can get something for nothing. And so empowerment is giving you the ability to go out there and contribute and to make a difference.
Agreed. And but that contribute piece, it's, and sometimes, you know, in order to create the lives that we want, and in order to have the success that, that we want, and I use that terminology success saying, and I ask folks all the time, what is success to you? And success isn't just, in my opinion, you know, jingle in your pocket or money in the bank or a big house. It's having abundance in all aspects of our lives. So abundance in our relationships, abundance in our spirituality, abundance in our health, all of the things that create this giant wheel of life that we want. And the thing that I have found, and people do, they ask me all the time, because they look first, what folks, when they look at me, they look at the extraordinary success, meaning the stuff, you know, the house or the houses and the things and the, and those pieces. And, but it's like, how have you been able to accomplish all the things you've been able to accomplish? And it's accepting, doing exactly what you said, accepting responsibility, making a decision as to what I wanted it to look like. And many, many, many aspects of that, finding mentors. I'm all about going to folks that have already done it and teach me how. And then that component that you talked about that is so vital and so key, and that's putting one foot in front of the other, staying the course, and never, ever, ever giving up. Hey, we're going to end right on that, never, ever giving up. And we're going to come right back with one of my favorite all-time guests, Dawn Boyer. You are listening to Nothing But Good News Radio. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
Are you looking for reliable shipping? Would you like to truck your shipment to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico? Do you want shipping options? Then call Amerijet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at www.amerijet.com. Amerijet has daily all cargo flights and provides services to all Caribbean island and major airports in Mexico and Latin America. For all commercial and personal shipments, visit our website at amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059.
Now boarding. Next stop, Your Remarkable Life. Hello, this is Les Sprout. A Remarkable Life is available to all of us. And Candy G, internationally recognized speaker, life coach, and author, gives us the keys to release the imprisoned splendor, as Elizabeth Browning would say. Candy G is the message that she brings. She has a strong sense of purpose to change the planet and transform people's lives. Candy G and I have shared the stage throughout the United States and all the way to London. Everyone has been amazed with the strategic thinking and winning approach they have gained, not only from her speeches and seminars, but also from her celebrated life coaching program. Now Boarding brings forth a great deal from that program, tied in with Candy G's own life experiences and guaranteed to change your life. This book will enable you to live the life others only dream about. This has been Mrs. Mamie Brown's baby boy. Candy G, you've made us all proud.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. Candy G.
Welcome back to Nothing But Good News Radio. Hey there, this is Candy G with special guest Dawn Boyer. And we're talking about the big three, the top three concerns that people in this country have today. And we were just talking about the economy and what does that mean to you? What does that mean to me? Are we victims of the economy or do we create our own economy? And of course, if you listen to me long enough, you know that I believe that it's all about what we create. And now I'm talking about the big three, Dawn, and we certainly can dip back into the economy. But the second on that list is the moral standards of our society today. What is your conversation about that?
Well, you know, that's a whole subject within itself, Kenny G, and it's a very important one because in all reality, everything on the outside of us comes back down to what's on the inside of us. And when it comes down to all the breakdowns or all the buildups in our life, we can all retrace it back to the morality of our paradigms that we have in our own selves. And we see it in our relationships. The interesting about relationships is that no matter if you're building a business or you're building a church or you're building a family relationship, you know, it all comes down to how well do we handle those relationships. And the strange thing about it is we're all in relationships, but very few of us know how to really have healthy ones. And it comes back down to this whole subject of morality. And so when it comes down to that subject, it is something that we all need to take personal responsibility for and kind of take a look at it and say, what does that mean to me and how am I playing it out in my life?
Do you think that a lot of folks, you know, it's interesting. I'll come back to that question in a minute, but I recently read a Gallup poll that actually said that there was one poll that said that the values of our country today was a higher concern than the economy, which I thought was kind of fascinating. And I also think that it's our value system that also helps to create all those other factors, the economy and all the things around us. But do you think that because people do see so much corruption that a lot of folks will maybe not consciously but unconsciously say, well, maybe I won't look at my value system so much today. What can I do? What can I get for me? Do you understand the question?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And here's the truth of the matter. We become products of our environment. And if we are constantly putting ourselves into an environment of corruption, then we are, by just the nature of things, we're going to buy into it, and then we're going to practice it. So, you know, it goes back down, once again, what are you putting yourself into? What environment are you creating for yourself?
And I think, right, what environment are you creating for yourself? And if you are in that environment and you see a situation that may not be as savory as you want it to be, or it might be somewhat corrupt or might not align with your value system, do you have the courage? Do you have what it takes to draw a line and say, I'm not going to do this because this is, I don't care what you do, but what I care about is me. You know, it's interesting. There's a show on television that my daughter watches. It's called Glee, and I know a lot of people see it, and it's quite a wonderful show. And they have a show. They have a competition going on called the Glee Project, where young folks are vying for this position to be on this TV show. And there was one young gentleman on there, and he had very staunch Christian values. And there was a place where, in order to be on this TV show, he had to kiss a girl. And it didn't feel right with him. And it came up again where he had to kiss another girl or something along those lines. And when it came time to have the elimination, kind of like American Idol, and he stood up and he did his performance, and he was a great performer. But when he got finished, he kind of opted himself out of the talent contest. And the writer of the show said, it sounds like you don't even want to try to be part of the show. And he goes, no, you don't understand. And very respectfully, he said, this has been the greatest experience of my life. But what I'm finding is that it's not aligning with my values. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to very politely bow out and just know that how much I appreciate the opportunity to be here, very respectfully. But it was fascinating to watch this young kid, 17 maybe, who said, I'm not going to do this because it doesn't align with my values. I have to tell you, Dawn, I was watching this and I started to cry.
So. Wow.
Isn't that amazing? And it really was incredible, because instead of taking a look at, and I'm not saying that these people are in any way, shape, or form corrupt. As a matter of fact, I think it's one of the most brilliant things that I've seen on TV. It's lively, it's lighthearted, it's fun. It is truly delightful. But he had the courage to say, it doesn't align with my value system. And I thought that was really amazing. And so getting folks to the place to say, do you have the courage, if it doesn't sit with your value system, do you have the courage to either walk away or find another way through?
Well, you know, I think that's a big part of turning, you know, our economy around too, is going back to our value system and saying, do we really know what our values are, and are we willing to be committed to those things, even in the difficult times or difficult situations? It's always easy to keep our values when things are going right, but can we keep our values when things are not going right or against them? That's the real question.
And a great question, absolutely a great question indeed. Do you think folks take the time to sit down and evaluate their own set of values or their value system?
Well, you know, because we live in such a fast-paced society and because our world is spinning around, especially today, you know, with the Internet and how it's really created our world to be much smaller, and we're on this fast track of life, sometimes we fail to just really sit back and evaluate what our true values are and what are we doing. And the unfortunate thing is sometimes we don't get to that point until a crisis hits us. And then at that point, we start looking at, you know, our values. We start looking at our internal paradigms and structures. But if we would take time out every day, just, you know, and meditate a little bit and just find out what our true values are, maybe talk, you know, with our families, what are our true values and how can we begin to implement them and be more committed to them. I think that if we took that route, Candy G, we would turn not only our economy around, but so many other things in our life that needs to be turned around, those would begin to emerge towards the direction we need them to go.
And I think that's a truly great point. I know for me, I have a program that I teach that I know that you're very aware of, which it's a vision program. And I talk about the extraordinary power of creating a vision, but it's so much more than that. We always spend time exploring not only what is it that you truly connect to and want to create in your life, whether you're a business or an individual, but we also spend time exploring personal values. And it's always fascinating for me when I hear groups of people start talking about what their value system is, what their set of values are, taking a look at what their values are for the first time. I always find it absolutely fascinating. And I believe that we're in a world today where folks are starting to really take a look at what is important. It's not just about having stuff. It's how can I have those things called fulfillment or add real life to my life? And I think a lot of that has to do with that self-discovery piece that you mentioned and I both mentioned, sitting down and saying, hey, I am going to take the time to see what's important to me and then start to focus on that in that direction. Because I know that when you can focus on something where it has a positive emotional hit for you, which means this really feels good because this is how I believe and this is how I think and feel, then those things you're more likely to work towards and you're more likely to begin to draw those things towards you. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, well, absolutely. And, you know, when the power of love supersedes the love for power, that's really when we start living.
Okay, I love that. When the power of love supersedes the love of power. And you know what? I see a lot of extraordinary things happening in our world today, in our economy, in the way people are growing, the things that a lot of people are looking towards. I see so much goodness, you know, but I guess that's kind of what it is. If you look for goodness, that's what you'll find. If you look for things not to be good, that's what you'll find.
That's right.
So, yeah. And Henry Ford said, whether you think you can or you can't, either way, you're right. And so that is a pretty extraordinary thing. You know, a couple of things that I know to be true. When I was that broke, homeless, single mother, and then I stepped up to build a sales team, and that sales team was in real estate. And I became a top producer in the area. I went from broke, homeless, single mother, eating peanut butter out of a jar to making more money in a month than a lot of folks make in a year. And I don't tell that to folks to impress them, but to impress upon folks that no matter where you are, what you're doing, there are ways to create the things that you want. And one of the things that was very fascinating for me is I'd spent so much time. Yeah, I had hit that tough spot you were talking about. And I spent so much time in self-discovery to say, how can I accept responsibility? How can I step out and do what it is that I need to do to create the life that I want? I refused to believe that I couldn't tap into that. And what became fascinating for me is that as I tapped into my own system of values or my own set of values, I really came to understand that being in service, making a difference in someone else's life, was vitally important to me. And I became known as the realtor that could negotiate any sale, any deal. Like if you put a buyer and seller in front of me, the deal always got done. Whether it was a $30,000 condo or a $3 million house, it got done. And so a lot of people would invite me to real estate conventions to speak and speak in front of groups. And what was fascinating is I always got asked this question. What's your technique? What's your trick? How do you get the buyer to buy and the seller to sell? And you know, Don, what's really fascinating about that is I didn't have any trick. What I did was I would step into my own set of values. And as I sat at the table with the buyer and the seller, I would always say, how can I be in service of the seller to sell his home and the buyer to buy? So I was always coming from a place of service instead of what's in it for me.
Well, you know, I think that you hit a key point there. In all true success, it comes down to service. You know, the greatest teacher once said that if somebody asks you to go 1 mile, go two. If they ask you for your coat, give them your cloak also. And so when it comes down to service, you know, I think that's a real key point to all true success.
I think so, too. And I know for me, you know, all of the stuff that I do, you know, people take a look at, you know, when I read my bio and author, speaker, trainer, coach, radio, movies, TV, magazine, all of this stuff has all been born out of I found something that works and I want to be able to share it in as many ways as possible. And because I stay focused on that aspect, in addition to good, sound business principles, don't get me wrong, there's action step that's applied to all that, then what happens is extraordinary things. Like you mentioned earlier, it's like magic begins to unfold. And it doesn't mean I don't work hard, because darn it, I do, but I'm very happy to do it, because for me, being in that place of service really makes all the difference in the world.
It really does, Kennedy. And, you know, you also said something here that intrigued and inspired me, is about hard work. And that really is a real component to the entire equation, from everything from the economy, you know, to our values, is hard work. And, you know, hard work doesn't mean back-breaking work. It means passionate work. It's something that inspires you to get up in the morning and look forward to the next day. And it's something that you're breathing and living in. You would do if there was no paycheck, you know, attached to it. You'd still do it. And that's really where you tap into hard work, is when you tap into your passion and bringing value to people and transforming people's life and being a real contributing factor in this overall process that we call, you know, embracing this journey of life.
You know, it's interesting. I'm listening to you and I'm just, I wish you could see, I wish we had a video going, because I'm just nodding my head while you're talking, because it's true. It's absolutely, absolutely truth. And finding that thing that you can connect to, be passionate about it, do what you do, whether you got paid for it or not, and do it with all your heart, do it with all your might, and do it with that right intention, setting out to make a difference. Oh, Don Boyer, I love having you on Nothing But Good News Radio. Hey, listen, we're going to head off to another commercial break, and we're going to be right back, because we got lots of good stuff to talk about yet.
Do you need help shipping? AmeriJet website offers quick quotes, online booking, and door pickup for all your shipments to the Caribbean, Latin America, and Mexico. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. Doing business with AmeriJet is fast and easy. Schedule all caller service to all major destinations by air and ocean with no weight or commodity restriction. Call AmeriJet today at 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website, amerijet.com.
Candy G is a sales coach, life skills coach, speaker, author, and personal motivator. A recognized leader in the motivational speaking industry, Candy G teaches universal, timeless principles and real-time action steps, revealing the secrets to true success, happiness, and personal prosperity. She shows others how to master their own lives. For more information on events with Candy G or available products and services, please contact 1-888-526-3334 or visit us online at www.candyg.com. Candy G is also available to customize programs for your corporation, group, or organization.
I just completed the most fabulous program that I ever had the opportunity to be a part of. I'd like to thank you, Candy, for all your help and your inspiration. A little down on myself, not knowing where I was going, but you have brought it out of me. You've given me the confidence to know that I can achieve anything that I set my mind to.
Welcome back. It is Candy G here with Nothing But Good News Radio and our special guest, Don Boyer. Don is an author, speaker, movie producer, and I'm so happy to say a grand friend. You know, we're talking about the big three today, Don. We're talking about what top three concerns people have in our beautiful country today. What really concerns folks the most? The economy, moral conditions, and the third one is movies and the media. Boy, isn't that right up our alley.
Oh, my goodness, it is.
You know, one of the reasons that I do this radio show is because I want a place where folks can go and hear the good stuff. If you dip into the archives, you'll find out that we've done nothing but good news on the economy, the election, the Iraq war, and on and on and on. All of those things that folks, those subjects that folks don't want to touch because they go, oh, no. There's so many great things when you look for the goodness will find you, and that is the truth. What is your personal conversation on movies and the media today?
Well, you know, there is a lot of good entertainment, and I love entertainment. Please don't misunderstand me when I say this. But when it comes to entertainment, when it comes to media, when it comes to movies, you know, it does far more than entertain us for the moment. It impacts our life sometimes, you know, in very, very powerful ways in every aspect of our life. Because when we view something, when we hear something, it's going down not only into our conscious mind, but it's going down into our subconscious mind, and it's writing things on our heart or our paradigms or our belief systems. You know, there was an ancient king in Israel by the name of King David, and he made an incredible statement, and he said, "No evil thing will I put before my eyes." And even he, at this time, I'm sure he didn't understand quantum physics during his days, 5,000 years ago, but somewhere, at some place, he understood that the things that he would put before his eyes would sink down into his subconscious or into his heart and would impact his life. So my perspective is I wanted to create movies that were not only just from an entertainment standpoint, but from a real educational standpoint, that it inspired people, that it motivated people, that it encouraged people, but it also gave them practical steps how to change things around in their life.
And having fun watching it at the same time. And so I'm so excited about this this next movie that we're doing. You know, and granted, it is a real-life teaching movie, but it's got a storyline and characters that you get involved with and want to be part of. And that's what entertainment is, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. It has to be fun.
It has to be,
you know,
exactly.
It has to capture, you know, real life in an entertaining manner.
Yeah, I hear you. I do. And so I'm so excited. I appreciate being such a big part of this project. And I know we've got many more down the road. And I think that there's a lot of folks that don't understand what you were talking about is when folks are watching these movies and TV shows that, and I'm not saying that everything in life has to be a lesson, but when it comes to watching things that are reminding us of how bad things are or seeing things that we're putting in front of our eyes that are impressing themselves on their subconscious mind, folks don't really get it, and I don't think they really understand. You know, I'm going to interject here because I so understand this well, as you know, and you had mentioned my membership program, which I'm so darn proud of, and it's called I Vision My Life. And folks can go to ivisionmylife.com, and currently it's just a preview site that's up there, which is going to preview what's going to launch in just a couple of weeks. But if you go to the About page, or you just kind of bounce around, there's a couple of videos there. But on the About page, there is a 20-minute video that you can go in and listen to, and it will explain a lot of the dynamics of subconscious mind and what we focus on, how it becomes part of our thinking, our synaptic pathways, the way that we make decisions, and ultimately helps to drive our decision-making process in our lives, because it is written on the subconscious. And so folks can go there and they can just click and listen, and they can do that today if they want to understand a little bit about what you were talking about when it comes to these movies and things that we watch and that we listen to that will become part of our subconscious mind. And conversely, that if you listen to those things that are positive and productive, those things will become part of subconscious thinking.
Yes, and you know, Kenny, that's why I was so excited when I saw your program, was because it really does impact us inwardly, and I just cannot tell you how excited and how grateful that you are bringing this to the marketplace, because you're really giving anybody the ability to take these tools and create any kind of lifestyle that they want.
And, you know, thanks, Don. And, you know, I've worked on this for a long time. And the way the whole membership site has come about is that so many folks have reached out to me for coaching. So many folks have reached out because they need a way there that they can tap into information where it's not just a website and you're not just listening to an audio, and that there's a way that folks can get real coaching and be able to afford it. And been working on this now for close to a year, I would say about 10, maybe 10 and a half months in the research, development, production, and we're so close to launching. Again, it's just a few weeks away, but I'm very happy to say the cost of this is for less than a lunch out a month, and it's got some very tech-savvy, interactive technology in addition to follow-ups beyond any place you can go to have somebody follow up with you. Because what I know to be true, because I've worked with this for so long, is that you need to get into subconscious mind and you need to, in essence, get the programming rewritten before a lot of this stuff will begin to work for you. And it takes time and it takes repetition and it takes belief. And we have taken the guesswork out of everything. And I'm so glad that you love it like I love it. I'm so darn excited. And like I said, folks can go to ivisionmylife.com and they can look around and they can see that there, you know, what's going to come and what's going to show up, and a lot of really good stuff. I'm so excited.
Well, you know, Kennedy, what you've done with this program, I've been in this industry for 30 years, and one of the things that you've done with this program at the price point that you did is you gave access to everybody. You know, education, the fact is, it's going to cost some money, whether it's informal education or it's self-development, personal education, and most, you know, leading speakers out there all have programs that, you know, range from $1,000 up to $20,000 up, and sometimes even higher than that. But you have created such a phenomenal program at a price point that anybody can enter into it. I mean, that's the reason when I looked at your program, I immediately got you on the phone and I said, Candy G, anybody who is serious about success and does not sign up for this program just needs to close the door and go do something else.
And thank you for that, Don. You know, but I've had a lot of folks that have reached out to me and a lot of my colleagues in the industry, and they've reached out because, you know, I've sent it to some folks to take a look at, and they've reached out, and I keep getting the same question. Why? Why have you done this inexpensively? Why? Do you know you could charge this, and this for it? And at the end of the day, Don, you know me, and you know my heart, and it's really about putting something together that exactly what you said, everyone can afford. So darn excited at visionmylife.com. And so everybody just needs to go take a look at it and watch out for the launch, because we're going to be doing some pretty, pretty, pretty cool things with it. We can talk about that and some more things when we come back. I cannot believe we're down to our last segment. This is Candy G and Don Boyer. We will be back in 2 minutes, and we will finish off Nothing But Good News Radio for today.
Shipping small packages to family and friends in the Caribbean? AmeriJet has the right service for you. Small package shipping starts at just $35. Visit our website at www.amerijet.com or call us today at 1-800-927-6059. AmeriJet has the best all-cargo service for small and large shipments. You can choose from airport to airport service and door pickup at home or office. Call AmeriJet 1-800-927-6059 or visit our website at amerijet.com.
Hi, I'm Anne from Fort Lauderdale. Now, I'm no stranger to the self-help aisle in the bookstores, and there are so many fabulous motivational speakers out there, but somehow I have never been able to apply what they say to make my life as happy and successful as theirs. Until I read Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life by Candy G. In this book, Candy G takes motivational speaking out of the theoretical right into the practical. Her step-by-step instructions on how to identify the blocks we have to our own success and happiness, followed by step-by-step instructions in her reclamation process, is like some kind of magic bullet aimed at creating the life that we desire and so richly deserve. Candy G is a remarkable woman who used these same tools to create a life overflowing with love and success. And now this remarkable method is available in her first book, Now Boarding, Next Stop, Your Remarkable Life. Don't hesitate to buy it and just watch magical things start happening in your life.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz.
Welcome back. This is Candy G and Don Boyer on Nothing But Good News Radio. And right before the break, we were talking a little bit about my membership site. And if you go there, iVisionMyLife.com, I encourage you to click on some of the testimonials. I have boxes, Don, literally boxes and boxes and boxes of testimonials from the thousands of folks that have been through my vision program. And just some of the things that you'll read are clarity, direction, empowerment, our edge over the competition, motivated me to a higher level. Oh, I love this one. Best coach, trainer, motivator in the world. Thank you for awakening my soul. Proof you can live your dreams. Amazing approach to changing lives. And on and on and on and on and on. Changed the direction of my life forever. And I want you to know, we don't make up a testimonial. I don't have somebody sitting there writing this stuff. Every single one is pulled off of a testimonial of somebody who's been through one of the programs. But you know, Don, I want to take we've got a few minutes left, and what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit more about the movie and some of the great folks that we get to, well, play with and embrace the journey.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, Les Brown coming into this project, he did a phenomenal job. I mean, the insights that he shared will just really relate to people. But it's, you know, his presentation and his information was done at such a format that it gives us real hands-on tools to start taking action. I mean, we had Bill Walsh. He was another individual that brought some great information to the project that's just going to help the young adult out there trying to find their way in this world of business.
And I love, 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 well, both of those gentlemen. You know, Les Brown and I have been friends forever, but Bill Walsh blew me away. Great stuff. He's got a huge fan and an advocate here. You know who else is very exciting to be part of the project? Dee Wallace, who is the mother. Real Hollywood royalty. And she's been in 140 Hollywood films, and she's all about out there making a difference today. So it was great to have her be a part. Dr. Stan Breakthrough Harris, he brought some real dynamics to this production as well. And the list goes on and on and on. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of those folks on the show in the next couple of months leading up to our premiere, which we'll announce at a later date.
Kenji, one of the things that all the guests do on this particular film and project is that they are real people that had real experiences that learned how to maximize their passions and their talents. And, you know, one of the reasons why I'm so excited about this film and how it ignites people's passion is because all through my life, everything I've ever accomplished was done because of passion and mentors. I mean, when I started out on my life journey when I was 17 years old, and because I didn't have an education, the only thing that I could do was find a job cleaning toilets and scrubbing floors. But during that time, I found out how to put passion into it. And I promise you, whatever building I cleaned had the shiniest floors. You could go into the bathroom. I had the shiniest toilet bowls, you know, in that particular block because I put passion into it. And what happened was that passion followed me as I grew, not only, you know, physically, but also mentally and spiritually. Then that passion went along with me, and everything I would put my hand to, I went in with the same passion. So these teachers in these films really will help individuals tap into their passion no matter where they're at, whenever, what stage that they're at. If you learn how to be passionate about where you're at, it will take you to the next level, and you'll find that passion will take you even further than that.
Well, I know that there's somebody out there listening going, oh, yeah, Don, you were passionate about cleaning toilets. But I know that when you can tap into that, those, I'm going to go back to values for a second, but you can tap into the values that are important to you, saying, what's a value? Being of service. What's a value? Doing a good job. Understanding what those things are and making those, setting those as an intention. It's easy to be passionate about cleaning a toilet, washing a dish, whatever it takes, and know that that passion will always lead you to another place. So I believe exactly what you're saying. Let's give folks the website so they can go look at the trailer.
Yeah, they can go to embracethejourney.net, and they can see all the cast members there. They can see the brand new trailer that we just put up and get information about the film itself.
That's awesome. And, you know, I get a lot of messages and things on Facebook and my email. So I'm keeping an eye on this stuff all the time while I'm on the air. And some of the questions that come across, I'll ask. But I have to share with you, Don, I have to share with you that we just got a little message from one of our regular listeners, Robbie Zucker, who has such passion for what he does. I have to tell you, I met Robbie because he he called me. He was a, what's it called when somebody's looking for money for the company that he was doing? He was a phone solicitor, and he was so sweet and so wonderful that not only did I talk to him, I sent him money. But his message, and thank you for this, Robbie, he says, this has been one of the best radio shows I've ever been invited to. Thank you, Candy, for the opportunity to receive all the knowledgeable information and wisdom that you offer through your radio shows and your website, internet interviews. I'm grateful and thankful. God bless your beautiful heart. How sweet is that? Robbie,
that is
thank
awesome.
You. That's what does it for me. And I know if I've got just one person out there that's listening and it makes a difference, I'm going to continue to do this as long as I can. And one of the reasons that you and I have hooked up is because we have the same service heart. We have the same servant mentality. And what I know about you, Don, is that you want to be the change that you want to make in the world. You want to be the example. You want to sit out. And no matter how hard it is to make a movie, folks don't understand how hard it is. Look what you've done. And I'm so proud of you. And I'm so proud of Melinda. And I'm very pleased and honored to call you friend and business partner.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And, you know, Candy, when it comes down to this whole world of achievement and success, you know, it does not mean that your life will be void of challenges. It simply means that you'll know and have the tools how to deal with challenges. And we all face challenges. We all go through difficult times. We all face things that, you know, just sometimes want to make you quit and give up. But when you learn to develop yourself, then you just walk through the process of these challenges and you see them through instead of giving up.
You know, which is very true. And when you find out that, you know, if things don't work out the way you want today, but you're committed to it because you've done what you've asked folks to do earlier, you've accepted responsibility, you make a decision of what you want to do and turn it around, you find a mentor or you find the information, you educate yourself to get it done, and you never, ever, ever give up. And it doesn't mean that if you decide today is the day it's going to happen and it doesn't happen today, it means you just go on for one more day tomorrow. And I know that that's been true of a lot of the stuff and extraordinary success that you've created, and certainly I know that a lot of the stuff that I've done in my life. You know, Don, we have about a minute left. What do you want to leave the listening audience with today?
I would leave them, Kenny G, this quote by Jim Rohn. He said, you cannot change your life in one day, but you can change its direction in any one day that you choose. And so no matter where we all find ourselves today, whether it's climbing up a hill or walking through a valley, we can change the direction in our life starting today. And if you just apply some of these principles and understand that you have the power and destiny over your life, then you can create a magnificent life.
There you go. Don, I'm so happy you were here with me today, and you're going to be coming back soon. Hey, this is Candy G, and you know what I want you to do? I want you to get on out there and live this life like you mean it. Bye for now.